Let's see what's on tonight.
Girlfriend of over 2 years appears to have other plans and keeps secrets about her whereabouts.
Hell no.
I'm not saying you a hoe. I'm
what
saying
you say?
I am not watching this
if
shit.
I ask you if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, that's not good.
What the hell is going on right now? I'm canceling the damn cable. Fuck this.
Tag Team Network, bitch!
Presented to you by The Turkish Delight. Remember, it ain't delightful unless it's Turkish Delight.
Hey everyone, shut the hell up. We Go Podcast is about to start.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, and hello, welcome to the We Go Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about sex with friends. This is a very special episode. This is the House Party Confessions. Is everybody excited about this episode?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into it, I want to introduce everyone on this episode. We got Steve.
What's up, everybody?
Chris.
What's going on?
Fawn.
Hello.
Amanda.
Hi.
And PT.
Pork chop.
Okay, all right. So, how has everybody been?
Great.
Pretty good. Just been working.
Good. Good. We should ask PT that. We haven't seen him in
isolation.
Actually, PT was on the last episode.
Yeah, he was remotely.
Surprising. Oh, yeah, in person.
We thought you died.
Yeah, it's just,
and where the hell you been?
Oh, quarantine.
Making money?
Well, that, but I guess something like that.
Staying safe.
Okay, all right. So, are we ready for the first confession story?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, all right. So, this one I named, and this is a short story. This is Thrown in the Pool. Female 21 says, I let my boyfriend have a cookie as he bent me over a pool chair behind the pool shed, and then he picked me up and threw me into the pool that our friends were in while I was still bottomless. So, all of our friends saw me half naked. My question to this is, Would you ever dare do something like this to a partner? Chris, I'll start with you.
No. No, I wouldn't. Man. You got to think of the partner you're with. Are you a big enough dude you can throw her? Like
pick her up and throw her?
Pick her up and throw her in the pool?
Right.
It's even a little bitty girl and a big dude. But I don't know. No, that's not cool to
right.
do that to your girlfriend you're with.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah, she just let you do that to her, and
so,
all of a sudden you're gonna be that big of a dick throwing
right.
the pool.
So I want to paint a picture. So basically, yeah, they were having sex, and when they were done, he picked her up while her bottoms were still down and threw her in the pool where all their friends were. So, Fawn, what would your reaction to this be?
I think it's funny. I wouldn't be upset about it. I guess it depends on the friends that were at the pool. But I would just think it was funny. I don't know. Me personally would not get butthurt about it.
You wouldn't? Steve, would you?
Would I do this? Is that what you're asking?
Would you do it? Yeah, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's just me. I just would be like, F it. I'm doing it. And I'll suffer the consequences afterwards if there are any.
Alimony payments. You throw something like really, as you're throwing her, say something real clever behind it, you know?
Yeah, no.
Thank
Maybe.
You for shopping or
thank you for coming in. I don't know.
All right, what you got, Amanda?
It's a toss up. Like Fawn said, it depends on the friends in the pool. Definitely. And it depends. Like, I wonder how old they are. Because I feel like they're probably pretty young.
From
the reaction of the...
Yeah, it said they were... said she was 21. It didn't say how old the guy was that threw her.
Yeah. It's just immaturity. Yeah. But it's better than... It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
PT, would you do some shit like this?
Absolutely. No, I think it just depends on the group of friends. Because if it was like us,
right.
and Steve was back there hitting it, and, or vice versa, and they came and just tossed him in, everybody knows what's going on anyways. It's not like it's a big mystery. So, like, they've
right.
probably already seen his hairy chest and everything else. So,
right.
she comes and just gets tossed in, it'll be whatever. But I wouldn't probably recommend doing that, like a family barbecue or something like that. You know, something kind of crazy without their playing badminton and stuff. That's
First
not really
of all,
acceptable.
What chick can lift me? because I'd like to see that.
Oh, nobody's squatting you.
So
I'm talking about just like I mean like vice versa. I mean like just seeing it out there. You know what I mean? Like I don't think I'm gonna see her throw you over your shoulder. But you know what I mean. Like,
so would you be okay with all your friends seeing your girlfriend half naked? You'd be cool with that?
It sounds bad. They probably already would have anyways.
Well, if it's just... You said it's just her bottoms, correct?
Right.
Well, if they're paying attention, they probably will only get a few seconds before they land in the water. So
right.
Unless you're underwater trying to look, I mean, I don't know how else you're going to really see.
Yeah.
But it's not as much to see as if it was a dude getting thrown in the pool. Then you got to deal with a dude. You got to deal with the consequences of the water being cold and the shrinkage factor.
Oh yeah.
If she was fine and Chris tossed her in, I'm hitting the snorkel immediately. You're gonna be right in.
Well,
there.
We know your creepy ass would do that.
He would be helping Steve throw her in the pool. We all
maybe.
Know that.
Why was her pants completely off? If she's just bent over, like, why
yeah.
did she even need to take her pants
right.
off?
Why couldn't he just put it to the side?
I mean, unless he threw her in and her pants were around her ankles still, maybe, but, like, I just, like, did you need to take your whole pants off just to bend
right.
over behind the shed? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
He goes all out. I'm just kidding.
My God.
Now, okay, so say you're the friends and you see this. What's your reaction?
Yes, immediately.
I laugh. I think it's hilarious.
I would be like, what trash.
I'm so disappointed in you.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, because I'm like, why would you ever do that to your girlfriend?
Why would you ever think that's a good idea? Why would you ever think that's a good idea?
No, why would... Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it is. I think it's
funny.
I think it's a funny story.
Unless she like was visibly upset and about it. If she was upset about it, then I would be like, "That's not cool." I guess it would depend on her reaction, how I would react. If she
right.
was upset, I would be like, "That's not cool." But if she was totally like laughing, I'd be like, "This is funny."
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was about to say, and didn't really. I guess she was kind of upset about it because. She was, you know, she's on a forum and talking about it, so I guess she's pretty pissed about it, but, I mean...
Well, that's the end of that relationship.
Hopefully she broke up with the dude. I don't know what to say about that other than, fuck, you know, shit happens.
Or he was cut off for a month.
Right.
Or she could be in a new relationship with this same old guy that you've been hanging out with. You're like, oh, he's at it again. He's about to throw her in the pool. Watch. Get everybody's attention. You all know what's about to go down.
Okay.
Yeah, if it was like... Now, let me rephrase that. If it was, like, a new relationship that I was in, I wouldn't do that. Like,
right.
It'd have to be something that I've been in for a while.
Yeah, it'd be someone you knew.
Yeah.
You were with long enough and you would be comfortable enough to do that. Unless you're just a crazy motherfucker.
I mean...
That could be...
I think this is, like, the bare minimum. Like, we're talking about people, you know, on a forum sharing their wives and this and that and doing this. And all they did was get tossed in the pool. So it's kind of acceptable almost.
Right.
In all forms.
Amanda, would this be an immediate breakup? Like, you're cutting them off, like, you're not talking to them anymore?
No, like I said, it depends on the friends that are there and what we're doing.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cause
like, for real, if it was, like, you and Holly,
right?
Then whatever. You know, like, you guys be like, God, what the fuck? You know, but that's fine. But if it's a bunch of, like, his buddies or something that I don't know, or, like, you know.
Or if it was me and
PT.
Weird.
No, that's really strange.
Okay, just, all right.
I mean, that's fine, too, but I don't know.
All right. So, do you recommend trying this?
Do I recommend trying it? Depends on if you've been in the relationship long enough and you know the girl well enough.
So it's like Amanda said. What about you, Chris?
I don't recommend doing this, no. But would it be different if she was topless or bottomless? Which one would be worse? I would think topless, there's a lot more sea. No?
Yeah, because that could be the part that's above water. So
when she
lands.
That's
kind of
where I'm going with that.
At least when she's bottomless, everything's underwater. They can't really see a whole lot, you know. And you know,
except for Captain over here is getting snorkeled.
Okay, all right.
I would be more comfortable with my top open than my bottom. How do you feel, Vaughn?
I wouldn't care either. I mean, I feel like your top...
Yes!
I feel like your top, you can at least, like, you can cover your boobs with your hands or your arm, but, like, you can't cover both the front and the back of your vagina and butt at the same time. It'd be difficult if that embarrassed you, but I wouldn't care.
Right. Yeah, all right. So, do you think I'm going to let you have the final word on this. Do you think she should break up with him after this or nah?
It just depends. And if that really upset her, then yes. Like, I don't know, break up, but, like, have a definite conversation of,
yeah,
don't ever do that to me again. Yep. And I don't think it's a breakup situation.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Cut him off for a month.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay. Now, this one is the longest story on here, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Okay, so hang with me here. Okay, this is fingered in hot tub in front of unknowing husband. Says we were at a house/pool party. My husband and I decided to get in the hot tub, and it was a big hot tub, seats that about 10 people, and we were in it alone for a while, and my husband decided to sit across from me since no one else showed interest in getting in the hot tub at that time. Okay, I'm not reading this whole fucking thing. I'm just going to say it in my own words here. Basically, she was in a hot tub with a bunch of her friends and also with her husband. Well, while her husband was in the hot tub with her, some other guy started playing around with her. And at first, she thought it was an accident. She just brushed it off like, oh, it's not a big deal. She just, like, whatever, you know, it's a crowded hot tub. People are bumping into each other. But he kept doing it. And then by her not responding, I guess she took that as like, well, I didn't say anything. I guess he's thinking that he has the invite, even though her husband is right there. This escalated into her getting fingered by the dude under the hot tub with her husband right there. She said she was into it. She said she loved it, and the guy got her off. And then when they were done, she was just like, yeah, I just had a great orgasm in front of my husband, who has no idea that another guy just played with me.
So what's the question?
So, okay, yeah, so that was a lot to read, and I did not want to read all that. Okay, so the question is, have you ever played around in the pool like this before? Have you ever teased somebody, ever been teased? And would you do this near friends?
Yeah, but not like this. This is all kinds of messed up.
It's fucked up.
It's trying to pull a Stretch Armstrong.
Right. What do you got, Chris?
Whoa. You're asking, would I do this? But, you know, I would have to go, would I be messing with her in front of her husband?
Yeah, now I think we could go that route, but I'm thinking that most people would agree that you don't mess with somebody else's, you know, partner. I mean, I don't know. I just think that is, I mean, I get that is the basically what happened in this story. But for this conversation, let's just play, like, have you ever messed around in the pool? Have you ever been teased by somebody with people around you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But this is a little way different.
Yeah, this is different. This is different.
I never think you got to look at, like, is there alcohol involved? They're at a party, obviously, yeah, with a bunch of friends. And
all right. Yeah, okay, let me start this over. What is your reaction to this?
I don't want to go. Don't ask me. Not yet.
I'm surprised somebody didn't get their ass whipped.
I've seen some shit like this happen, though, in person, where the we were at their house and she was drunk and she was like, hey, we want to suck on my titties, come suck on my titties. She didn't have an orgasm from that like this girl did, but her husband was there and was just like, yeah, whatever, it's cool, I don't care.
Yes, I've been in situations like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I've seen some kind of stuff like that too. Wow. It's just that, yeah, good for them.
But this was like secret finger banging.
Yeah. Unexpected, too, by a guy that she said she didn't even know, with her husband right there, who was preoccupied talking to some other people.
That's some balls.
That is hella ballsy.
Does he...
Question. Yeah. So, she doesn't know him, so this guy doesn't even know these people, really.
No. Yeah, which makes it even more...
Does he even know that is her husband?
See, I don't. Well,
he doesn't know them. I wouldn't think so.
Going off the story, I don't think so. I don't know. Okay. It doesn't really say that.
Now that would make a little more sense why he would attempt that. I mean, not that it's still ballsy. Don't get me wrong, because you got other people there. But I can see where he can make the mistake when the husband and wife are sitting across from each other. You would generally think husband and wife will be next to each other.
Right.
So if he doesn't know that's her husband, you know, he's just assuming, oh, she's free game.
Right.
So in that aspect, I can't really blame the guy. She should have just stopped it from the get-go.
Right, like, but she was cool with it.
That she allowed it to happen, that's kind of fucked up. Because she knows her husband's right there.
Yeah, I mean, she could have been like, yo, I mean, she could have moved. She could have did a lot of things. But I mean, really okay, but I don't want us to get hung up on that. Because I think we could all agree that that is really fucked up. Yeah. I mean, we all agree there.
But I can't really say I can blame the guy completely on that. Because he didn't know. He's misinformed. You can't.
Right.
Like,
never informed.
Yeah, because
I will say. I'm just saying,
please finger bang you.
No, I've hooked up with. There was a time where I hooked up with a girl once, you know, and it ended up being a one night stand. I don't do those often, but it ended up being a one night stand, and I found out she was in a relationship, but I didn't know that till after the fact. That she never told me. How am I supposed to know that?
This is way different. Okay, of course you didn't know.
Ben just said the guy doesn't even know.
But the husband of the chick that you banged wasn't sitting across from you as you did it.
He wasn't sitting there talking with his friends with his back turned.
Yeah, but that guy didn't know that was her husband.
Right.
Okay, so that's the question I was going to ask was, did he even know that that was the woman's husband?
And that,
probably not.
Right.
And if he did, well, shitty. But she likes it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I
mean, it went down.
And
it happened.
She maybe it didn't matter who it was. She wanted to get off, and that's fine.
Right.
Or
and that's another thing. Yeah. I'm like, she got off. Like, that's like, you know, that. I mean, so that it might be something that doesn't happen very often for her.
Well,
you know?
No, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Like, that's exciting.
Right.
That's why she got off.
I want to hear her patented. She's living her best life.
That is a good line.
She is, though.
Now, yeah. If the guy knew that was her husband and he did it anyways, yeah, that's really ballsy.
I'm just putting ourselves in this guy. We're this guy right now. Okay, we're in the hot tub. And say your hand is going, venturing off in places. And You put it there, and she doesn't move. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't deny it. Do you take that as kind of a silent invitation to go even further?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, I mean, if she's not saying anything, and then, of course, I mean, she's not going to be like, oh, yeah, finger me out loud with everybody in the hot tub. Right. So they're kind of playing a mind game here. So
maybe she gave him a look. I don't know. Yeah, like, just giving him a look would have been not verbal, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't stopped me yet. I'm already halfway up the thigh.
And to me, it sounds like this dude. It sounds like this guy has skills. Yeah. Like he, because she said it didn't take long. Like he was in and out.
The excitement of it being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been the excitement too. That, you know, her husband's right there. I could get caught and.
Right.
Like, who is this finger blasting bandit? for real, no, because he's in a hot tub with a bunch of people, bitches, guys. Like, did he just try random ones? And this one just was like, okay. Like, was he just not like grabbing them all? Like, I don't understand. Like,
that's his MO. He's been doing it.
Just try one, and she was like, okay.
He's like, but
at the same time, if she's getting off and her husband's sitting there, man, if I was sitting there staring at my old lady and she's got this weird look in her eyes and it's not me, I'm like, what is going on over there? Like,
who said he was staring at her?
I mean,
does it say that he not was busy?
Like,
maybe he was finger blasting somebody.
I'd be like, oh, you're having the time of your life, huh?
Well, yeah. I would assume she didn't tell her husband, I'm assuming, what happened.
She said she didn't. Her husband to this day does not know about it.
She might have kept one eye open.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so now let's put ourselves in the woman's spot in the hot tub. You got a hand or a finger that's pressing against you. How do you take that? What are you doing? What do you do? Are you being like, whoa, what the fuck? Are you not moving because you're shocked? How would you take that?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
First, my elbow goes like this, right? Jab. And then I turn around and see who it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a lot of situations where somebody's touching me, and I'm like, psh. And I'm like, oh, my bad. You know?
Right.
No, you don't just touch people. But
right.
If she jabbed him and then she turned around and she was like, oh, it's you.
Right, yeah.
Then that's fine. You right, know?
Yeah, because she said she just froze. And that she was just kind of caught off guard and she didn't know what to do. Fine, what do you guys say?
If he was hot, I would just go ahead and let it do. I would go with it. Hey. I'm sorry. I would just go. That's just my personality. I would just go with the flow and enjoy it because it sounds fun to me.
Right.
But that's my situation. I would be fine with it.
Yeah, so there was more to the story that I did not read. She did say that she was attracted to the guy.
Oh.
In the story. Yeah. So that probably had a lot to do with it, which makes a lot of sense.
If it was some like old man that came up, I would, yeah, he would get a fucking elbow in the face. Yeah. But if I was into it, the person, yeah.
All right.
I'd be fine with it.
All right, so how risky do you think this is?
Very.
Very risky?
Super, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it gets any more risque than this.
Right. I mean, he could have got shot.
If it was me, if it was roles reversed and a girl started doing this to me, it'd be like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
See, if like me personally, like I'm sitting across my wife or girlfriend or whoever, and some girl just starts like grabbing my dick or something, I'm gonna be like, huh? What the.
Whoa.
This is 1858. I was actually at a party one time where some shit broke out, and the girl I was with, she was in front of me, and this just random drunk chick at the party, she came up behind me and grabbed me and started like rubbing my genitalia, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? For one, and she's like, she whispered something in my ear, and I'm like, what? And the girl I was with totally caught it, and that like ended so badly. Yeah, like I was like, these chicks are gonna fight now, and she don't know what's really she's doing. Yeah, so I didn't know.
Wow. Almost reminds me of a similar incident at my apartment.
Okay, all right. Does anybody have anything else to say about this?
I think the hot tub isn't as risky as you're thinking because it's bubbly. People can't see really what's going on.
It's dark outside.
It's probably dark. Like,
right.
What if the bubble stopped mid?
Then you'd have to, like...
Finger.
You'd have to stop. But, like, if the bubbles are going, like, you can't really see what's going on underneath the water.
But I'm kind of with PT on this one. Like, most girls, I don't know, maybe I'm just assuming. Some girls can keep a straight face, but, you know, when a girl gets off, they usually make some kind of facial expression of some sort.
Right.
If I notice that... Me, immediately, I'm like, what the fuck's going on over there?
Right.
Same
thing. Yeah, if her eye starts twitching, and I know I can't make the eye twitch, we got
problems. I mean, and it's the husband. He knows the orgasm phase. Like, he should know it, right? So he would recognize it. So but he wasn't paying attention, though. He was talking with his friends. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything more to say about this. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, are we ready for the next one? Okay. All right, so this is, I named this one, and I'm not going to read this whole thing. This is Blow Bang in the Hot Tub at a House Party. Okay.
What was it?
This is a Blow Bang. Does everyone know what a Blow Bang is?
Blow Bang is like...
It's the blowjob version of group sex of all guys, of a group of guys on one female.
Yes.
So, but it's only the blowjob, though.
He was the
what? It's only the blowjob. That's why it's called a blowjob.
So the girl's sucking off all these dudes?
Yes. So that,
speaking of we've been there before.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, so, save it. I want to read this. Okay. So, she says, I sucked off multiple guys in my hot tub after a party. I guess she threw a party for her friend at her house. She was turning 30. She said she's 33. But anyway, she says she likes to give head. She likes oral sex. She's always fantasized about it. And she's always liked being with guys. Something that she's always wanted to do. Well, anyways, the husband of her friend, you know, who's having the birthday party, I guess he invited all of his single friends over. And I guess one of them mentioned, like, hey, the party was winding down and they wanted to stay and hang out. And one of them was just like, hey, let's go hang out in the hot tub. They all went in the hot tub. She joined. She followed suit. She then they started all flirting. She started taking her clothes off. They started making out. They were all feeling up on her, and then she started sucking all their dicks. So that is a blowbang. No sex. She said no vaginal penetration happened here. My only question to this, really, I want to know, what's your response to this? And also, could you have participated in something like this? Okay, so who wants to go first?
Oh, Steve's just itching.
Steve is itching. Okay.
So would I participate in something like this? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
So you can get hard with other guys with their dicks out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not paying attention to their dicks. I'm just paying attention to her doing her thing.
Yeah?
That's just me.
Then would you just get up when you were done? Like, and get out?
Yeah. If I get up, I'm leaving. See you later. I'm leaving. I'll leave the area. Yes.
Now, she did not. She said that she was switching. So it wasn't like she was just on one until he was done. She was going back.
Oh, yeah.
She was doing her thing. So, Chris, what's your reaction to this? And would you participate in something like this?
How many dudes were there? That's what I want to know.
She said it was five.
Five? Holy crap! Five? I'm thinking like three, because then you got two and one, then there's two dudes getting left out in this situation. That shit, she's probably, man,
working those hands. I don't know.
Wow. It's like an octopus in here. Can I participate? Man, I don't think so. But then again, you can throw me in the situation. There's a hot tub there. There's alcohol involved. Maybe.
What do you got? What do you got, Fun? What's your reaction to this?
First off, I am impressed by her because sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it takes a while for a guy to get off and then to get five guys off. I don't know if she finished all five of them.
She's in the story. She said she
did. She said she did.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe her because, like, that takes a lot of time and effort, and good for her to, like, if that's what she's into. I don't know. I think it's funny. I don't know. I think that's... I don't know. That's a lot of work. That's all I'm thinking.
You're going from the girl, like, side? Like, it's... Yeah.
It's just a lot of work. That would be a lot. I would be very tired.
PT, are you in there or are you out? You in the hot tub or you out with this going on?
I mean, that's a really interesting hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
We're in there immediately. We've been in a situation like that before. But, man, I don't know about this rotation stuff. We're not like, what is this? Like, I'm not sitting here high-fiving Steve while Chris is just...
No, you're just fist-bumping me.
Well, whatever. Same thing.
So you want to wait your... You want, like, a turn? You don't want to be standing there with the other dudes? You want, like, okay, Steve leaves, I go in, then I leave?
No, we go all together, but we got to go in rotation. Okay. Like, not an octopus. It's not like that's not a carousel.
Like, clockwise rotation or counterclockwise?
It don't matter, dude.
It depends on where, if we're in the northern or southern hemisphere.
Arguably, like, you're drawing, like, a star. Like, you know, however you want to do it. You know what I'm talking about. But no, we've been in a situation like that. But luckily, I wasn't, like, last. It was, like, second. It was like second out of like four or something like that. So I was cool with that.
So, okay, when you were done, did you leave or were you...
Oh, it was in my hotel room. I just went straight to sleep. I don't know what they were doing, but I just... That was it.
Fair enough. Amanda, what you got?
I guess I was... Listen.
Get her some alcohol in the kiddie pool.
No, dude. She was in full control of the whole situation. And I like that because she was like... making everybody wait, right? And she's like, I'll suck your dick for a minute. And she was just going, and they are all going to sit there and fucking wait, right? Because they know they're going to get some sucking on their dick. So,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was probably really fun for her. I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't getting up.
All right, so...
And those guys, too.
Yeah. So, all right, so thumbs up or thumbs down to a blow bang?
I'd say thumbs up, baby.
I'd give it a thumbs up. I think it's cool as shit. I mean, I've never been in something like this, and I don't ever foresee that ever happening. But, I mean, I don't know. I think it would just be kind of... I don't know if I'm in that situation, if I would be too weirded out, if I would be too... You know, it depends on how much liquor I got in me, you know?
Once the natty lights are full, it's over with. There's no turning back.
Yeah, that natty will make you do some bad things.
I mean, I'm pretty comfortable with my sexuality. I can be around a bunch of naked dudes. It's fine. As long as they're not touching me, it's good. We're good to go.
All right. So we all in agreement? Thumbs up on the blow bang?
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Okay.
Siskel and Ebert.
All right. So we go approved. Blow bang. Okay. All right. So moving on. Okay. This is Unexpected Sex Invaders. It just sounds like a cool name. I don't know if that really fits the story, though. But, okay.
Sex invaders from Mars.
So, okay, this is, my boyfriend was eating me out with my legs up by my ears in my bedroom when people walked in during a big house party. I tried to push my boyfriend to stop me, but he went in even more and pinned my back up against the bed so my feet were near my head. I was expecting the people to walk back out of the room, but they began messing around also, and they did not seem bothered by us in the room next to them. This made me really nervous but excited at the same time. The fact that they were fucking next to another couple we didn't know who was also fucking really turned me on. So basically, guy, boyfriend, girlfriend, they're fucking in the room at a house party. They're doing their thing, and then she's getting eat out. And then this other couple just kind of walks in on them. Just walks in, just invades the room. And instead of leaving, they weren't weirded out by this at all. They fucking just joined in. They're like, hey, you got some room on the bed here? And they just fucking started doing their own thing. So they started fucking, and they don't know each other. These were strangers. They just started all having... They're having sex right next to each other. So...
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. So now, does everybody understand the story?
Oh, I get the story.
Okay. Oh, yes. All right. So, what do you think about four strangers having sex next to each other at a party?
I'm going to need to meet these people.
I was going to say,
where are these parties at?
I've been to so many house parties, and...
I've seen
a couple of things like this, but it's just like, it's... Like, this is more like planned. Like, they were already doing it, and they just came in and just started fucking. I mean, like, usually, it's like, I'm just trying to get the next cup on a keg. Nobody, like, orgies don't break out and, you know, start going crazy. But, I don't know.
Right. So, all right. So, what do you...
I think that sounds exciting. People are into that. Like, there are couples that they go and do that at places, and it's a turn-on to them. I mean, you can go to PTs and go in a room and do fucking whatever while other people are around.
We need to clarify. PT is a...
Oh, PT you can go to a strip club.
Not PT, that's
not to your house.
Oh, I know swingers.
But yeah, you can go and do that, and people get off on that, so... I think it's fine.
I have actually.
It sounds fun.
Has a story.
No, I have a story about this. Yeah. Actually, this has happened to me twice. One time was at your apartment, and where you and Holly used to live, because people walked in on us. But we were at a strip club on a Saturday night, which on that night at that strip club, it happens to be swingers night. And we didn't know this. We had no idea that was even a thing. I did not go to strip clubs on a regular basis, and neither did Holly. So we were just kind of, we didn't want to participate in, you know, throwing money on the stage. We just kind of wanted to hang out, just kick it in the couples area, but thought we'd just be good over there. We'd just drink beer and chill. Well, anyways, a guy walked over to us and was being very friendly with us. And I shook his hand, and I was like, cool, hey, you know, I just talked to him, didn't think about anything of it. And then he disappears, and now keep in mind, it's in this room, it's dark, it's pitch, you don't really see a whole lot. And then I'm talking with Holly, and we're just hanging out and stuff like that, and then I look over, and I realize that the guy that was just talking to us was in another lady's mouth getting a blowjob while another guy was fucking her. So there's a whole on threesome going on, and then that's not all.
That's not the weird part.
Then I look over to my left. There's a whole another couple they were just fully naked, just having sex on the couch next to us. Yeah. And they were, I don't know how long they were there for. I'm like, how long have they been having sex right next to us? And we had no idea. So that was kind of. I mean, it was kind of cool. I mean. I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was pretty cool. Obviously, we did not join in. We did our own thing, but That's my story on that.
I've been in that situation before. Same place, too.
So you know about Swingers Night.
Yeah, but I didn't know. Like, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, me and my friend Grosky, we try to go back there. I'm like, oh, let's just see what's going on back. Or we go to the tent or whatever. They're like, no, you can't come back here together. I'm thinking, why not? Like, oh, you got to bring, like, a female or something. I was like, okay. Then what's your name went back there with this, not to mention no names. But I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm just hanging out talking. And then I look over and this dude's getting his dick sucked in front of me. I'm like, wait, why is this dude's dick out? I don't think you can even have your dick out in public or vice versa. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. Is Swingers Night at a strip club even legal? I have no idea.
It's definitely not. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. Really.
Probably not.
Probably not.
They do whatever they want.
I've been to it. And the one that I've been to is not dark. It was completely lit up, so you could see everything that was going on. I saw couples. I saw really old people. I saw a lady just getting a train.
You know what?
There's crosses that they would, you know, there's bondage. It's a whole free-for-all. And, like, single guys can go up there. You just have to pay extra. You're like $40. Couples are like $10.
That's what it was.
So if you want to go, there's places that single guys can go and pay and see that stuff. So
what's your thoughts? Did you think it was cool? Were you comfortable with it? Did you have a problem with it?
It was a little weird at first, because the first time going, like, it is...
Yeah.
A culture shock.
It is.
You're just kind of, you don't know where to look, and you don't know what to stare. You don't want to stare, but you also want to stare. So, but towards the end of the night, everyone was super nice and, like, friendly, and it was a good time.
All right, so, Chris, you're with your girlfriend or with whoever. You're just having sex at a party, on a bed. Couple walks in, they start having sex right next to you. You have no idea who they are. What's your reaction to that?
Let's start it. I'm messed up, man. I'd probably, like, start talking to them. I know I would. Like, hey, weather's been weird here lately, huh? Yeah. That's me.
As you two are just going to town?
Yeah. High-fiving, bumping, fist-bumping, stuff like that. I don't know. They walk in, I'm going to be freaked out. Like, what the hell?
But,
like,
yo,
this we're occupied. Left a damn sock on a doorknob.
Amanda, would you be cool with this, or would you ask them to leave, or would you just walk away yourselves? How would you react to this?
I think it'd be fine. If I was ever in that situation where I'm fucking somebody in, like, a party-type atmosphere, it would be fine. Yeah.
Yeah? I mean,
that's happened to us.
I mean, yeah, it's happened to me, and it didn't stop me, so I guess I'm cool with it. Yeah. But I'm fine with it. So, Steve, you cool with this? You condone this being?
I mean,
you are cool with it.
You are more or less cool with it.
I am.
You've lived the dream.
If I'm, let's put it this way: if I'm drunk, I'll be less receptive of what's going on around me. I'll just be focused on what I'm doing. But if I'm sober, I would probably look around and be like, who are these people? Like, I'll be thinking, who the hell are these people now? What the hell's going on?
Okay, all right. Also, okay, so as always, when we talk about these, I like to look at things from different angles here. Okay, say you are at a party, right? And you and someone that you like really, someone's willing to have sex with you, and you're willing to have sex with them even more. You have no place to fuck. You have no place to go, all right? Would you think about this? Would this be something that you would think of? Would this be an option on the table where you're like, whatever, there's people doing this in here. They seemed distracted. Maybe we can grab this side of the bed. Would that cross your mind?
I mean, probably not. I'm probably going to be like, hey, let me just push his leg over and hop right on the bed. Well, you could probably just somewhere else in the room or something. I don't know. It's just like, that's messed up. If I see Chris just, you know, going to Pound Town, I'm like, hey, move over, buddy. I'm trying to get on into your house. Like, that's just like, what the fuck is that? Like,
actually, PT, you're known to slap guys' asses, too. So.
Yeah, but I had to climb through the window to do that. I wouldn't even get nothing. That's a totally different story. I just wanted to get him motivated, you know.
You want to get me motivated by doing that?
Great. See, me, I don't know if I would do that. I would do that if it was her idea. And she was just like, she was like, let's go do that. Like, sure, whatever. But if it was up to me, I would just go literally anywhere else. A corner in the house, on the floor somewhere.
Bathroom.
Yeah, laundry. Behind a coffee table. Literally something that would not be my first option. You know, I would try to think of 100 more options before I would go with that. I would have to be very, like, horny, and then that's like the only thing that she would be willing to do, to do that.
Agreed. Final thought, I need to know where these parties are happening because they're nuts. I mean, I think, anyways.
Scientific research.
And
scientific research.
As a scientific researcher, we probably should do a WeGo field trip to Swingers Night.
Hey, and then we can do the podcast right beside it.
Yes,
right there.
Let's do the podcast right there. Let's do a podcast.
Can you guys calm down with the moaning? We're trying to do a show here.
I mean, I might have a connection of someone that runs one, so.
Yeah, we need to find a swingers club or a sex party or something, and then
they can set
us up a table, and we can just...
Kind of like the local sports talk channel. Like, they show up at the local grocery store, you know, they're sitting up front. Yeah, but we're, you know, in a room full of people banging.
That'd be cool. Are you sure you're going to show up to that episode?
We would have to get that on video, because people probably wouldn't believe us. We would actually have to...
We couldn't, not the first time. But then people be like, I want to see it. So then you got to collect all the signatures. All right.
That's going to be on the premium. That's going to be on the premium page.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Dude, if we work something out like this,
that'd be so cool.
Because if you put that on the premium page, we'll get a lot of donations.
Okay. Anybody listening to this right now, if you think that is a good idea, please let us know, and then we will consider that, even though we kind of already are.
If somebody donates to Steve fucking, I'll donate money back to him.
You're going to give him a refund?
Yes.
Okay, does anyone have any last thing to say about this?
No.
Okay, all right, let's move on. Okay, so, all right, here we go. This is, this is a woman. She did not say an age. I told my pool partner, I guess she was playing pool with a guy, and she says, I told my pool partner that I would give him a blowjob if we won. And, of course, we won. I wasn't serious about it at the time when I told him, but he took me seriously and grabbed me by the wrist and took me outside for a blowjob and sex in his car. I think about how he took me by the wrist and took complete control of me. My current boyfriend has never been like that with me, and I still think about that most nights before I go to bed. Okay, so my question to this is, does the potential reward for sex turn you into a better competitor?
Absolutely.
So, say we play beer pong at most health parties that we go to. If your partner, say it was a woman or a guy or whatever, and gave you the incentive of sex if you won, are you in the zone?
Lights out, cold, 100%, no misses. Like, no, it's just... I hate to lose to, like, Yahtzee with, like, against my grandma. And you're talking about getting a dick sucking or something? Dude, we are going balls to the walls. There is no losing of any kind. It's not even about... I wouldn't even want an effort if I lost. I would just feel deep shame.
How you gotta throw grandma in there, man?
Oh, I didn't give anybody's grandma. I just...
Chris, man. Have you ever been in this kind of situation where you were kind
of... I have not, but I know people that have. I threw a lot of darts back in the day. I was throwing, like, 5 nights a week. And yeah, I actually was like... Where'd they disappear off to? And I'm like, yeah, she's sucking dick again. Because that's what she did. She would.
I think Chris is lying.
No.
She said she was going to give him some booty, and he hit 9 bull's eyes in a row.
It was not me. No, it was not me.
Now, Steve, you played a lot of beer pong in your day. If this was to go down, would you turn your game up?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. I'd be no misses, and it would just... It would just be straight in the cup, one after another.
Okay. Fawn and Amanda, what's your reaction to this? Would you... I don't know if this works for guys. I don't know. I can't see me going up... I don't know. I could not see myself telling my lady partner, like, yeah, you can get some dick if we win this game. Like, that's not going to work out very well. I will be partnerless if that happens.
Hey, maybe some head, though. Look, that's a whole different story.
Wait. So what do you mean by that? Like,
let me get some head.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Right. I cannot not focus, though, on the fact that he controlled her into making her... have sex with him.
Yeah, because he took her seriously. I guess it was a thing that she was just joking.
And I can wholly see it like, oh shit, if we win, I'm gonna suck your dick. You know, right? fun. And, like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up to say, but, like, he took control of the situation.
He said, no, I amped up my game. We fucking won. You didn't even make any cups. We're fucking going. Or right. You're playing pool.
Yeah.
You didn't sink any balls.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Man, if you owe somebody money and they want to collect, it's totally different. Think if you hit that one shot, just one arm, just hit all the balls, they all went in at once. No, she's got to come with you.
If she said it the way Amanda said it, like in a joking manner, first response would be, are you serious? I mean, are we being serious right now, or are we just joking? And if she's like, then I'm just gonna amp my game up anyways, just because it might be a serious thing.
Right. You know? Could be, something was said, and that's all that needed to happen.
And maybe it's better than a no.
Yeah. So, what's your reaction to this one?
I mean, I could see joking around and saying that, but, like, also don't say it unless you're going to follow through. Like, but I think, like, Steve was saying that he should have asked, like, oh, are you serious? Like, and just taking her and...
Yeah, instead of just, like, grabbing her.
I mean, it sounds like she enjoyed it because she kept thinking about it, but also... That was a little aggressive.
Right. It seems like she was kind of caught off guard. Even though she kind of said something, I do agree that he should have asked and did it that way or whatever. But it seemed like he took her seriously, grabbed her by the wrist, took her out. And I guess it was that he showed some domination. Like, he kind of took control. And that's what she liked by it. Now, that's my assessment of the situation, because then she later on said that that's what she thinks about. She liked the fact that...
She said she likes it when she thinks about it, or she thinks about it because...
Well, yeah, she said she thinks about it every night, or some nights, before she goes to bed. So
it could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah, it could be either.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have done that. That's super messed up.
Right.
But what if, like, the stakes were... Okay, now, this is a question. I was just thinking about this. Like, what if... Okay, like, obviously, like... Say she wasn't serious, or like she was, but she was joking, but she would do it if we actually did win. But like, what if the stakes were like just something super outrageous and then just happened? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if I just had to like flick a quarter off the wall here and just hits into that cup or something behind Chris, or it goes into Chris's Corona? It's like, what? That's not going to happen. But like, what if you did and it's like, oh, well, damn. it's time to pay the debt. Like, I don't know. Like, that's.
Yeah.
No, that's messed up.
I read the story again. She did not really state whether she liked it or didn't like it. She just said, and this is the last, she says, I think back about how he took me by the wrist and took complete control of me. My current boyfriend has never been like that with me, and I still think about that most nights before I go to bed. So that could be she liked it or didn't like it. It's kind of a toss-up. So, I mean, I don't really know how to take that, but we're all in agreement that you just don't go full.
Yeah, you don't want to assume. You just want to make sure.
Right.
I actually got a question or a statement about this. Like, I don't know. It's just weird because I remember one time I was trying... Like, somebody I was... It's basically the same stipulation as this, but we were talking about betting on Mortal Kombat, but they were about to get their ass whipped in Mortal Kombat Trilogy or whatever it was. I don't know. Like, some kind of... was Tekken or something. But I was like, she was already talking about doing it anyways. So now it's like, now I got to, like, destroy you for this? Like, so now you want to get embarrassed and then you got to do it? Man, what's going on here? Is that just like some stipulation to make it better, more fun, playful? I don't know. Like, would you guys do something like that? I don't know. Just
yeah, if it was a fun thing.
But like, if you already know you're gonna get your ass whipped, so you know it's gonna happen anyways. But it's just like,
then that means you want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
If my ass was getting whooped, and then I would already like threw that in there, it's because I want to do it.
Yeah, I know. I just want to see those.
Make
it more fun. Make you earn it, I guess.
They're playing pool, so they're partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She totally wants to do that then.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the way I took it is that she was okay with it and she liked it and she fantasized about it. But going off of that, she doesn't really say that she liked it or not. And without that information, it's kind of hard to... But I'm kind of leaning that she was for it or not again. Like, she's not traumatized by it is what I'm... Or maybe she is because she thinks about it every night. I don't know how to take that, to be honest.
Yeah, if she's not...
I don't know. I'm confused too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it goes
either way. It could be either one. Yeah. So it depends on how you want to take that. So I think... But I guess we can all agree, though, that You shouldn't, even though she said that, the guy should always ask before he just grabs her and, you know,
yeah, you can't that, turn, cave that could turn into a rape
allegation, and then we don't want that, so. All right.
Oh, yeah, then the podcast canceled. They ain't no good for nobody.
Okay, all right. So, next one. All right. So, this is...
Oh.
Okay. I need to find this next one. All right. This one is bad friend. Male 24 tried to set up his friend, but both of them had sex with her instead, but at separate times. He says that my friend was looking for someone to have sex with, and I knew a woman who was single while at a college party. I went up to her at a party, and I talked to her about it. I told her my friend was single and was wanting to hook up with her. She said she was down, and she started to talk to my friend after I walked away. About an hour later, I got a text from her saying that she wanted to have sex with me in the upstairs bathroom. I couldn't turn down the offer, so I accepted the invite and fucked her in the bathroom while my friend was downstairs. After we were done, I went back downstairs and I tried to avoid my friend. After a while, though, I noticed that she was no longer in the picture, and neither was he. And he said, I didn't think they left yet, so I went looking for them. I went back upstairs to the bathroom where he just had sex with her in, and heard two people fucking in the bathroom. So, and then I guess the next morning they talked about it, and I guess he was a dick because he was just like, well, I had sex with her first. But,
yes.
Okay, all right. So, my question to this is, have you ever tried to set someone up, like, have you ever tried to set up one of your friends for sex with someone? And what would you do if that person wanted to have sex with you instead of your friend?
Oh, man, I got a really good story about this.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's not really, I guess it's not that great. What actually happened to Steve.
It did?
That one, no one mentioned no names, but maybe I shouldn't tell the story, actually, because they might listen to it and it's going to sound super messed up.
Who was it?
Let's just say
I don't
story.
Know. I don't remember their name.
Just say,
no, that's the problem.
Okay, what's the story then?
Okay, basically, I remember some chick, I was talking to her on something, Plenty of Fish. I don't know what it was. I can't remember. And then she was just talking about fucking or sucking some dick or something. I was like, okay. But then it was just one day I was going to make some money or do something. And she was like, oh, I just want to hang out. I'm thinking, man, I really just want this money instead. Because we were going to play cards and it was just too juicy. I was like, you know what? Steve's been talking about he wants some booty. So I'm going to send her over to you. So I basically was trying to say, come hang out with us. Because she was like, I'll let you guys run a train on it. So I was like, okay. So I'm going to pull the reverse psychology here. So I'm going to tell her to start talking to Steve. I'm going to tell her, I'm going to be at Steve's, so I'm going to go over there, we're going to hang out, but then whenever she's on the way, I'm going to switch up and be like, hey, well, I had some shit come up, it was real bad, you know. But she was like, she still was into him because she was like, I don't know, he's good looking, so I was like, well, I got out of there, he's good to go, but then it just went all downhill for both of us, so.
Oh, damn.
But I was really just trying to hand it off to you, I didn't even want it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
Do we want to hear about it or not?
Because, I mean...
But did you get it later on, though, or no?
No, I never
did. Oh, well, never mind. Well, fuck. That's not a good ending
to
the story.
Basically, it turned out that this person was friends with another person I dated very briefly for, like, 3 weeks.
Nobody knew this.
But because they are so close friends, she couldn't do it. So I was just like, well, fuck.
And then she unfriended me because she was like, well, that guy's a dick because the other friend doesn't like me from 10 years ago. And I was like, well, damn, that's messed up. Oh, well, at least I got your titty pictures or something.
All right. So,
it's all good then.
So, Chris, what's your reaction to this?
That you got laid and then your buddy went and got laid. Mm-hmm. You're not with her?
Yeah, so this was basically, the mission was for him to get his buddy laid, you know, find someone for him to have sex with. Well, he ended up having sex with her too. And so my question is like, one is, have you ever tried to help out a friend like this before? And what would you do if she wanted to have sex with you instead? Would you tell your friend? Would you go through with it? Would you tell your friend? Ooh. Not tell your friend?
I had one friend that he stayed a virgin until he was married. And he didn't get married until, shit, how old was he? Like, late 20s? So we were, like, me and all our dude friends were always trying to hook him up. But, like, there was one chick that came at me and she was into me. But nothing ever happened with that. with this situation, like, you both got some, dude. You were trying to hook your friend up, or he was trying to hook you up. You got some, he got some, everybody's happy.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Amanda, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, they both win. Yeah, they all win, yeah.
Right.
It's winning.
Yeah. Like Gary Vee winning, or what does he say? He said, I don't know. Who listens to Gary Vee? He always says that. Oh, that's
winning. I thought this was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen used to say that all the time.
Winning.
Oh yeah, winning. Right.
Yeah, but then he got. You're
right. I swear I hear Gary Vee say that.
He's definitely winning all.
Okay.
More.
All right. So Fawn, what is your reaction to this, and also those questions?
I mean, I've never been in that situation, but I don't understand. Like, didn't he say he was kind of a dick to his friend like the next day? Like, yeah. I don't get why.
Yeah, I don't understand,
like,
that either.
It didn't sound like any of them knew this girl very well or whatever. It was just someone at a party. And
I guess it was because I guess he was not expecting to have sex with her. I guess he was expecting his friend to, but I guess after he did have sex with her, and you never know, after you have sex with somebody one time, feelings, all kinds of emotions start to, expect it or not, they just arise. So maybe she, or maybe he just liked her a little bit more than he did before, just for the fact that he had sex with her. So now that he had a turn with her, and then his friend did too later on, I can see that kind of being, like, being jealous. He was just probably just jealous and probably just being a dick. Like, was like, well, hey, I had her first. Or maybe his friend was being cocky about it. He was being all like, oh, yeah, I had with her. And then he was probably just like, well, one, I set you up with her. And two, I got her first. You know, so it could have been some of that.
Sounds like a bunch of dumb dudes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a pissing contest.
You know, like, honestly, just be happy you got some fucking pussy. And, like... Yeah. Congratulate each other.
Right.
Instead of being dicks. Like
I agree with that.
I don't care if my friend is hooked up with someone that I hooked up with.
I mean, I bet you don't paint them off.
I mean, you don't either, so.
Fuck no.
No, I don't either. I think us three, I don't know about Ben, how Ben stands on this, but the three of us, we've all done our shit that, you know, I fucked up with people that both of you hooked up with, and it didn't.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, man, things just started
happening. Things happen, man.
Actually, first of all, this guy should be, like, we shouldn't even title this bad friend. This should be good friend. Because first of all, he sent some pussy right over to him. And this dude couldn't close the deal. First of all, he sent the pussy right to him, and then he didn't get it, and he still fucked her anyways. So if he sent her over there and she ended up fucking him anyways, she was going to fuck him regardless. So that means this dude's game is dinky, dude. So he basically just put it, like, he literally just got her naked. And just, I'm so disappointed right now. Like, if they both was fucking, like, what's the, I don't know.
Right.
Like,
he put her on a platter for him.
Yeah, he basically just.
Oh, man.
Right.
That's crazy. Like, man, I don't know.
Well, see, that's why we call you the Mac. Move after completion.
Oh, well, I mean, if she was.
Okay.
You was going after.
Well, if there's no feelings involved.
Get in where you fit in.
I mean, I've had plenty of my friends hit me up on Facebook and are like, why is your friend PT messaging me?
Okay. All right. So, does anybody have anything else to add to this?
I think they need to calm the one dude needs to calm down about, like, being upset about, you know.
Yeah.
Or being jealous or whatever he is, because, dude, you know, she doesn't belong to either one of you.
Right.
You both got what you wanted.
So why be a dick?
Exactly.
No,
I think they
need
a tag team and work.
Yeah, next time just do the tag team, yeah. If you,
that could be in the cards later. You never know. All right. Does anybody have anything?
But then one of them might get mad. Be like, my dick is bigger than yours. You know, you might get upset.
How did...
It was cold that night.
Okay. All right. So moving on. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Then this is the last story on this episode. So,
okay.
All right. So this is Cream Pied on the Piano.
Yes. My favorite.
During a house party.
That's like a
does everybody know what a cream pie is?
Yes.
All right. Who wants to volunteer to explain what this is?
Cream pies when you come to a girl and...
I'm not good at...
Just in case we have a listener who's listening to this or any one of us.
You turn her into a Twinkie.
Okay, so it's when you come inside her and
yep.
then...
No condom, you're just raw dogging, you're going to work.
Okay, all right,
and
so...
Then, yeah.
All right, so are you guys... So we all know what this is. We a fan of this. I guess it doesn't matter. I'm about to read this anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so male 22 says, my date at a party told me to stop being a wimp and told me to have hardcore sex with her on a couch during a house party with people everywhere. I didn't want to just do it in front of everyone, so I picked her up and took her into the piano room and banged her on my friend's really nice, expensive piano. I placed her on her back on the top of the piano, and I pounded the shit out of her. And I went yes. full throttle, and I busted a big nut inside of her and watched it leaked out of her onto the piano. So he says, he said that I cleaned it up, but my friend still doesn't know that we did that. And there could be part of his semen that's inside of this piano. So, my question to this is, have you ever had sex at a party on something you probably shouldn't have? Crickets. I would take that.
That was like a shocking question after that story. Like...
And also the question is, what's your reaction to this, too?
Well, I'm trying to think. I can't think of an incident where I had sex on something I shouldn't have had sex on.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at the piano. I'm just thinking about Mozart or something.
Yeah, sorry. So...
Who's got a piano room?
Yeah.
I've seen piano rooms.
And if I'm going to assume, since he said expensive piano and they're having sex on it, it has to be like a grand piano, and those suckers are expensive.
Now, I've seen people play beer pong on one of those before.
Well, they're...
I've seen that.
Like, that's ruining a piano.
It is. That's a dick move.
That was an awesome night.
Oh, so you remember... You?
Yeah, we had that $1 million loft or whatever in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, of course you don't care because it's not your problem.
Probably had strippers dancing on it. Fuck their piano.
You went and ate an entire cheesecake that didn't belong to you from the cheesecake.
That's not as bad as ruining their... A piece of cheesecake's $10, a piano with some jism on it's $8,000.
Oh, okay, so...
jism.
So, Fawn, what's your reaction to this? And have you ever had... Do you... or know anyone that's had sex on something fucked up?
I can't think of like a fucked up thing anyone I know have had sex on. But I mean, he cleaned up afterwards, so like, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have, I mean, there is a risk like they could have broke something. Like that's kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should have done it on the piano, because that's very expensive. And what if they did like break something? But. I mean, at least he cleaned up afterwards, so whatever.
Right. And he raw dogged her, too. We don't need to go into that, but... That's a whole other thing. So, Amanda, what's your take on this?
I'm making up a story in my head that he's like a guy from the other side of the tracks. She's rich, so she doesn't give a shit about the piano, but he's worried about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like, a Billy Joel song. That's all I can think of, so. Yeah, and he cleaned it up. It's all
right, so say you were with a guy, and he just fucking put you on a piano. How are you taking that? Would you be down with that? Would you be cool with that? Or would you, like, what would your reaction be to that?
If he can pick me up and put me on a piano, it's going to be okay. Okay? Like, that's all I got. Yeah.
All right.
Knowing myself, I would be worried about the piano. I feel like I would be, like, worried about messing up this piano. It'd be hot, but, like, I would probably be like, let's do it on the bench. Of the piano.
And all right, or he could have just bent her over with her standing up.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that would have been as bad. But I feel like that was a bad position choice.
Yeah.
Like on the back, on the top, and pianos are not small. They're pretty high off the ground. So like, how fucking tall is this dude?
Yeah.
Is this Shaq?
Well, he must be working with a monster.
Pounding the shit out of her? Like, in your experience, Steve, what you got?
I mean, first of all, we don't have anyone's family members listening to this ever, really.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, family members, turn this off. Okay.
Steve's like, the one time when the little kids began, you know, she came
it's
over.
It's not that I had sex. I had sex in a bed, but in the process of that, I'm upstairs. It's the second story. I'm going to town.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you broke Ben's ceiling fan.
The chandelier just comes falling down in the kitchen. So, I mean, I didn't.
You know you almost killed a couple ladies dancing on the counter.
I mean...
And me.
You remember, they were dancing on the counter, and this the freaking light fixture just fell in between them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that shit was scary, dude.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to have sex there. No, I
guess so. And then I didn't get any because I thought it was funny because I almost killed my girlfriend. And she was like, that didn't bother you? I was like, well, you didn't die. Because I was hammered. So she was pissed at me.
Man. See, that's also another incident that I cock-blocked PT, because there's a couple of those incidents.
Well, yeah, you almost killed me. I'd rather live.
Cock-blocked him, then you almost killed him.
What?
How friend are you?
Not a good friend.
Put him in the store, bad purpose? Friend.
It wasn't on purpose, but that's, you know, when you get in the zone.
So what are some, other than doggy style, I feel like that's the most obvious one, what is something else they could have done? Or where else could they have, in that room, I guess on the floor, what would you have suggested they do differently?
The marble floor would have been just as resistant as the top of the piano.
Yeah, I feel like all I'm saying. I feel
like
that is a no-brainer. Like, I would never have thought to do it on top of a piano. I mean, it'd make a great story, you know. But then he just fucking let it go inside of her and just watched it drip onto the piano. Like,
he should have just left it on the piano. That would have been so much better. If they come in later, who did this?
What is
and nobody
that?
Confesses to it. But then you just secretly know that it was me, motherfucker. No, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Okay, is anyone... What's your reaction to this, Chris? You've been kind of silent on this.
They got a, I'm just dumbfounded they have a piano for him to do it on. I don't know anybody with a piano.
Yeah, it's like, one, they had a piano...
Not like a big, you know, a right. big piano. I've seen people got the little bitty ones that look like they, you know, belong in a saloon or whatever. Those right. are like pretty normal, but those are still like way up there. Even
yeah, it's like
a grand piano.
Yeah, so I'm impressed that they were able to even do it because, like, not because he doesn't have to be just tall. He's got to be tall enough to penetrate.
Unless
her.
He got up on there with her and they were,
yeah,
doing that. You know,
yeah,
that's only way.
Their legs are up, and he's like,
that's
and he said he was giving it to her. So that piano was taking some damage. I mean,
they're gonna have to have that too.
And they're on right. like rollers. Pianos are on roll, like on wheels.
Yeah.
And what if she's in there hitting keys and shit? It's just, man, that's just crazy, dude.
Right. So, do we condone having sex on top of a piano?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely?
Oh, never mind.
No.
Steve says no. Chris, no. Fine.
No. Not if.
Not even in the heat of the moment?
No.
Not if
not
he's
on a fan
tall as
Shaq
and strong? No.
It bothers me.
I just. And going back to what PT was saying, if she's hitting keys, everyone's hearing that, dude.
I don't think they were on the keys. I think they were on the top of the piano, but that'd be funny as shit, though, if they did.
Yeah, no, I'm with Vaughn. Like, that's too much. Like, I would never want to damage something like that.
Yeah, I do right. take that back. That's fucked up. Because, like, what if she rolled off and fell down? You broke the bench, she broke the keys, and they come in like, what the fuck is this?
She right. broke her teeth on the marble.
Oh, man, dude, that fuck her teeth. It costs piano costs more than it does to fix a your tooth.
And I don't think insurance.
She can walk around with no fronts, but we gotta have the piano.
I don't think there's an insurance that covers that either.
What, your fronts?
No, does it cover
the piano?
Fucking a piano getting damaged by two people having sex on it.
That's not in the clause in your insurance.
No, actually, you can put it on your house insurance because it was something so expensive. Like, I remember when I had an iPhone when it first came out, I had to put it on my home or put it on our homeowner's insurance because it didn't have insurance at the time. So you can claim random certain things.
Could mm-hmm. you imagine calling your insurance company, though, and be like, you know, like grand piano that I have insured? They're like, well, what happened? Well, two kids had sex on it. They're like going through the policy. It's like, nope, sir, you're not covered by that.
Okay, so, and also, what do you think about him just straight up letting it go inside of her?
That's just standard procedure.
Is that just, hey, shit happens. I mean, that's just...
I mean, I would hope they'd have some kind of a talk before that, because I'm thinking, is she on birth control? STDs and whatever, but so you would have to... I'm assuming that they've done that before. Like, you
yeah.
don't just do that to someone.
On a first
without
time.
Without having a conversation.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of extremes in this story.
But is this her piano or is this her friend's? Because this is her piano and she's got marble floors and I can get them, and I, if she gets pregnant, I get half of that shit. I don't know. We might not have to talk about it. We might have to just let it happen.
It's her parents.
Oh, never mind. Okay, that. Oh, there you go. There, yeah. If we, I don't know. The next person.
All right.
Don't judge me.
All right, Steve. you're with a date, and she's calling you a wimp, saying you're soft because you want hardcore fucker in the house. With full of people. Well, what do you do? How do you take that?
Well, first of all, she wanted hardcore fucking in front of everyone. I'll just start taking it.
Wow.
And just go to town. I mean, that's what she originally wanted.
So what you're saying is Steve is not a wimp.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Good.
But the piano, no. Because, you know, if I'm the, especially no if way. I'm the homeowner, if I'm hearing Mozart playing in the back room, I'm going back there to listen.
Is that how Mozart came up with the idea?
He could have been.
Sonnet or whatever he came up with was the sound of Steve pounding some chick and all that.
It could be. You never know.
Okay. Wow.
Number five.
PT. Okay, I'm gonna let you get yourself together here. Chris, say your date. She's just a date. She's not even your girlfriend, and she's calling you out. She's saying you're not doing it for her. You're just a wimp. You're not, you know, for not fucking her in front of everybody. What do you do?
Go find Steve.
I just picture Steve real fucking strips off his shirt, the fucking chest hair just explodes, and he just goes to the bathroom.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how I would handle it.
I know you would do it too, though. That's what's even better.
I mean, the fact that he went and found a room, I would do the same thing. I'm like, I ain't doing it for all
yeah,
the people.
Yeah, my point to that is maybe he took that as like, oh, you think I'm a wimp? Well, I'm not going to do you in front of these friends, but I am going to do some fucked up shit. I'm going to put you on top of this fucking piano and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. I'm going to nut inside you. And... And that's just how it's going to be.
So he started shit talking back to her.
Yeah. He gave her the business.
Well.
On a piano.
Let me ask you all this.
Kudos to him.
What if I just did that in front of all of you guys? You know, just.
Like right now, I'd be pissed off.
Well, there's no girl calling me out right now, so, I mean.
Steven?
No. All right. So, what are your thoughts on this, Amanda and Vaughn?
On what? Like,
what are your thoughts on this? Do you have any more to say?
I mean, I kind of think it's, like, shitty that she's, like, calling him out and then, like, calling him a wimp. Like, that's kind of ignorant. Like, I hope it's in a playful way, but, I don't know. The whole piano thing just ruins it for me.
So,
I just can't get past
you,
that.
So, do you think her getting wrecked on the piano, she had it coming?
Yeah. Literally. She probably had a good time. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
All right. We got a minute. And I'm going to get to use PT.
I'm just stuck on the, like, the nutting inside of her. Like, who's got the protection? Who's got the STDs? Like, let's get it together, right?
Right.
Like, that's all. That's all I got.
That was like a song.
All right. All right, PT. I asked the other guys. I want to get your answer. You're getting called out by your date. And you want to show her what's up. What do you do?
Oh, it's just, I mean, I don't, that's really, in front of everybody, that's a crazy situation. But, I mean, something's going to have to happen regardless, though. Do you mean, tell me talking no shit?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I agree. I mean.
Plus, if you're already talking shit and you want some dick anyways and you don't do it, well, then you got problems.
Me, in this situation, I'm getting called out, not on top of the piano, but we're definitely going somewhere and I'm handling it. I'm not just going to straight up bust inside of her and just watch it leak and just fuck up someone's piano or entertainment system or there goes the PS4, fuck it.
There goes her $600 high F key.
Who's having sex on a PS4? I think that thing could break.
Shit, I couldn't even put a foot on a PS2.
Mine's right there, don't do that in here.
If I put my thumb on a fucking Xbox, it might snap, dude. We're not gonna, who's a PS4? Who said that?
And also, so no one's down with having sex with a room full of people at a party. No one's cool with that, right?
The last story we did, they were okay with that, but
not so much.
I'm down with that. I don't care.
Yeah,
down with it?
If I was in that kind of situation, yeah, it's fine.
If there was other shit going on,
yeah,
then, yeah, that'd be a little bit different than being like, she's shit-talking. How does that work? Are there like 8 other people in the room? You just start doing it there, and they're like,
"Yeah, just start."
Like me and Chris are smoking a cigarette, yeah. And fucking, she's just like, "Stevie, fucking, we here or not, you little bitch." And then all I know is Stevie rips out his dick,
this,
and
this goes back to your like, what the fuck is that? To your party bus. I mean, that's pretty much how it happened on your party bus.
Well, yeah, I didn't condone this.
Well, you were trying to stop me. You're like freaking out.
Yeah, because if Steve fucking you've already ruined the piano. You know what I'm saying? So if Steve is, if he's got fucking like if it just what if she don't swallow and I got this mess on my party bus? Now the guys are like, what the fuck is this? Now I'm getting a surcharge on my credit card. What kind of really gonna bill me for a cone? Like what the fuck? What are they gonna do? Like,
yeah,
that credit card, we turned it off though, so that's all good. You can get as much fun as you want. Plus, and it, if nobody else is getting on the bus, Steve is definitely exiled. Like, I paid all the money and I'm not getting a dick sucking. Yeah, nobody's having no fun.
All right, fine.
I'm just kidding.
What final thoughts?
I'm not cool with the cream pieing because I feel like that just needs to be like discussed. But I don't know. Like I said, like they might be a couple that they've been dating for a long time. Who knows? But other than that, like. Sex with in front of a bunch of people, I'm fine with that, depending on who the people are, what kind of party it is. I wouldn't want it to be like right in the middle of the floor and everybody just stands around watching, but like if people are busy doing stuff and talking and you just kind of go in the corner, like whatever.
Yeah,
I think that's fine, but not on that piano. Yeah. Very upset about it.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't play a piano by any means, and I'm not really instrumentally inclined, but if I own like an $8,000 to $10,000 piano and I catch even someone breathing on it wrong, I'm probably gonna flip. So if they're fucking on
it, if his balls are slapping against my side of my fucking something,
I know you're snapping if you had $10,000
piano. If their balls are slapping against my keys and wrapping my fingers, we got issues.
Alright, Chris, final thoughts?
I care less for doing it on the piano. I think he kind of got some revenge on her, which she was shit-talking him, and then he just nutted in her. I think that was kind of silent shit-talking, you know?
Right.
Here's 18 years of disappointment.
Yep.
Right.
Hashtag passive-aggressive.
All right, Amanda. Is that it?
Yeah, I already said mine.
Okay. All right. So that's the last of the confession stories. So, everyone, what was your favorite one? Steve, I'll let you, well, everyone think about your answer.
Honestly, I sort of liked them all. I can't really pinpoint a favorite. They all were very interesting and very outrageous, and some more than others, and I'm still trying to figure out who are these people and where are these parties at.
You said that with the camping confession.
I mean, it's, yeah, I'm... Like, where are these people?
He's trying to find party code.
Chris, what was your favorite one?
Damn it, I just thought of it too. The one with the, it was second would be the couple in the bed and the other couple comes in with them. That was number two. Then there was another, the other one of, oh shit. What the hell, which one? I can't think which one it was.
Okay. What do you got? What's your favorite one?
The girl in the hot tub.
That's what it was.
The blowjob, so all the five guys.
No, mine was the fingering in the hot tub with the husband across. That one was my favorite.
Nice. Yeah, Amanda, what was it?
That's interesting, you guys. It's like a weird fantasy thing.
I've been in a hot tub a lot of times. Ain't nobody fingered me or sucked me off.
Right, I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. I would say, the fingering one. It sounds the most, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll probably have to go with the hot tub. What is it, the blow gang bang? Whatever. What do you guys call that shit?
Blow bang.
We'll have to go with that. If you haven't tried it, it's highly recommended.
Yeah, and I would go with the wreckage of the piano. I think that was my favorite one. I liked them all. I liked the blow bang, the the fingering under. It was all cool.
Piano is actually a good one too. Ruined piano, ruined life maybe for her. And just,
yeah, but that broke. But that piano, man, damn, what the fuck? All right, so we did have somebody in the back listening this whole time, Amy.
Yeah.
From what you heard, I know you came in late. From what you heard, what was your favorite one?
Probably the piano one.
The piano one?
Yeah.
Good one. Okay. All right. So that settles that. So did everyone have fun with this episode?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So hopefully everyone at home that listened to this, hopefully they enjoyed it. And, and at least enjoyed it as much as we did. So if you want to follow us, find us, just go to Twitter. Just look for WeGo Podcast or Podcast WeGo. If you want to find me, just go to Twitter, BennyB278. Steve?
You can find me on Instagram at Reno6996. That's also my Snapchat. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. My Twitter handle is TheTurkishDeli1. Just hit me up if you got any questions and whatnot.
Chris?
Oh, okay. I was waiting on the sandwich from the Turkish deli. If you're looking to get a hold of me, it's your boy Chris. You can find me on the Twitter at CAppany. You can find me on the Instagram at Crappy68. That's about all. I got more, but that's all I'm giving out.
Fine, you got some?
You can contact me on Instagram at Rumham77.
PT, you two are in the same boat, you and Amanda?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. All right. Maybe season two. Hopefully, we've been saying that, you know, but maybe eventually we'll get something from you two. Okay. All right. So also, I am on another podcast called Real Impossible. It is a movie and retro podcast where we review bad movies. And then also with that podcast, we are starting another spinoff, one where we rank series and franchises. And Chris is actually climbing aboard of that podcast. So,
it falls deep in that.
Yeah, and it's going to be actually the first one we're going to do is Batman Begins, and that's going to be a really fun time. And that podcast is part of the same network that this podcast is on, called Tag Team Network. So, please, wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, whatever you're on, you can find that podcast in the same place, Apple and Spotify. Okay, all right. Who wants to sign us off?
PTE, you've been here in a minute. Sign us off.
Any final words? You have the floor, man. You got the stage. Any message you wanna?
Final thoughts.
Stay the fuck off them pianos.
Stay the fuck off the pianos. Later.